brought to you by Penguin.
Stoner by John Williams. Read by Alfred Molina. 1. William Stoner entered the University of Missouri as a freshman in the year 1910 at the age of 19. 8 years later, during the height of World War I, he received his Doctor of Philosophy degree and accepted an instructorship at the same university, where he taught until his death in 1956. He did not rise above the rank of assistant professor, and few students remembered him with any sharpness after they had taken his courses. When he died, his colleagues made a memorial contribution of a medieval manuscript to the university library. This manuscript may still be found in the rare books collection, bearing the inscription, "Presented to the Library of the University of Missouri in memory of William Stoner, Department of English, by his colleagues." An occasional student who comes upon the name may wonder idly who William Stoner was, but he seldom pursues his curiosity beyond a casual question. Stoner's colleagues, who held him in no particular esteem when he was alive, speak of him rarely now. To the older ones, his name is a reminder of the end that awaits them all, and to the younger ones it is merely a sound which evokes no sense of the past and no identity with which they can associate themselves or their careers. He was born in 1891 on a small farm in central Missouri near the village of Boonville, some 40 miles from Columbia, the home of the university. Though his parents were young at the time of his birth, his father, 25, his mother barely 20, Stoner thought of them, even when he was a boy, as old. At 30, his father looked 50, stooped by labour. He gazed without hope at the arid patch of land that sustained the family from one year to the next. His mother regarded her life patiently, as if it were a long moment that she had to endure. Her eyes were pale and blurred, and the tiny wrinkles around them were enhanced by thin greying hair worn straight over her head and caught in a bun at the back. From the earliest time he could remember, William Stoner had his duties. At the age of 6, he milked the bony cows, slopped the pigs in the sty a few yards from the house, and gathered small eggs from a flock of spindly chickens. And even when he started attending the rural school 8 miles from the farm, his day, from before dawn until after dark, was filled with work of one sort or another. At 17, his shoulders were already beginning to stoop beneath the weight of his occupation. It was a lonely household, of which he was an only child, and it was bound together by the necessity of its toil. In the evenings, the three of them sat in the small kitchen, lighted by a single kerosene lamp, staring into the yellow flame. Often, during the hour or so between supper and bed, the only sound that could be heard was the weary movement of a body in a straight chair and the soft creak of a timber giving a little beneath the age of the house. The house was built in a crude square, and the unpainted timbers sagged around the porch and doors. It had with the years taken on the colours of the dry land, grey and brown, streaked with white. On one side of the house was a long parlour, sparsely furnished, with straight chairs and a few hewn tables, and a kitchen, where the family spent most of its little time together. On the other side were two bedrooms, each furnished with an iron bedstead enamelled white, a single straight chair, and a table with a lamp and a washbasin on it. The floors were of unpainted plank, unevenly spaced and cracking with age, up through which dust steadily seeped and was swept back each day by Stoner's mother. At school he did his lessons as if they were chores, only somewhat less exhausting than those around the farm. When he finished high school in the spring of 1910, he expected to take over more of the work in the fields. It seemed to him that his father grew slower and more weary with the passing months. But one evening in late spring, after the two men had spent a full day hoeing corn, his father spoke to him in the kitchen after the supper dishes had been cleared away. "County agent come by last week." William looked up from the red and white checked oilcloth spread smoothly over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?